my dog. And once again, we're going to bring in Mary Beth Knapp from the Humane Society of York County. She's going to give us a look at our pets of the week. And good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Good morning.
Good morning. And
goodness, the heat's starting to go already.
Oh, my gosh. Mary Beth, it's 81. Our poor dog is having to walk at like 8 o'clock at night. And of course, she gets antsy around 5 o'clock. And I say, Annie, you can't go now. You'll just be a hush puppy at this point. And she
is absolutely right.
She just pants and pants and pants. Yeah. And when she comes in, she pants. And I told my wife last night, I said, I think we need to give her a little small little kids like pool.
Air, you know, those
plastic pools, and let her just lay in it.
Or those things they tie around their, you know, the that you have around your neck where it's just a fan.
Yes.
We all need one of those because it's so darn hot.
We sure do. Well, with that being mind, what do we need to keep in mind with our fur babies when it comes to this kind of heat? Because they've got extra fur on them.
That's right. And if it's too hot for you, it's too hot for them. Oh, my goodness. You got to keep a lot of water. And, you know, it's nice. I even have a few chickens, and I put ice water in their water because it's just so darn hot. It's hard to keep their temperatures consistent. Mm-hmm. Do what you're doing. Exercise early morning or late. Bring them inside in the air conditioning if you can. If not, there's fans. There's ways to keep them cool. But, dear God, don't let them be out in the sun. It's just too hot. And don't take them with you. I know you love your animals, but leave them at home. Mm-hmm. Taking them on your errands is just, it could be deadly. And I've seen a couple where there's dogs in the cars, and I'm like, oh gosh, I've got to go announce it because they only have a matter of like 5 to 7 minutes. That car gets so hot without it being turned on with the air conditioner. It gets so hot within minutes. So please leave them at home. It's just not worth it.
And Mary Beth, do one little reminder about their paws in the heat as well on the concrete and the cement.
Yes, the asphalt goes so hot. If you would like to test it, take your palm of your hand and touch the asphalt. Within minutes, you'll be a little steamy. Mm-hmm. And that happens to them. And what happens is they actually will get blisters on their paws, and then they're out of commission for a while, and you're going to the vet because it just burns. Even though they have calluses on their, you know, they have pretty rough paws, it burns them. So thank you for reminding me of that. That is so important. It's just too hot. Go to the grass. Go on the, you know, stay away from that asphalt. You can almost feel it. Well, you can feel it. Mm-hmm. You go up to a car, next to a car, or getting into your car at the grocery store, for instance. Oh, my gosh, you feel it radiating off the heat, off the asphalt. So stay off of it if you can. We've got some amazing babies. If I can move on to our feline of the week, I cannot wait to talk about this one. Did you see the picture?
I saw the picture, and the name is even better than the picture.
Isn't it awesome? Perrito. Not burrito, but Perrito. And there's a reason for that. This is, oh my gosh, he is so handsome. It's a boy. He came to the rescue fairly recently. And unfortunately, he came as an owner surrender after family circumstances changed. And I just want to plug there, he is ready for his true forever. A true forever means for the life of the pet. And someone offering him the security and confidence for his life. I always have to plug my cat. My cat is now 23 years old. So the life can be 23 years. Just to put it into perspective. That means you can send your kid to grade school, middle school, high school, and college.
Well said.
Put that into perspective. Well, this baby got his name because he just purrs like there's no tomorrow. So there would be Perrito. He loves people. He loves kids. He loves life. What he doesn't love too much is other felines. They make him nervous. So he wants to be the one and only in your house. We're estimating him to be just a little over 2 years old. So he is truly in the prime of his life. He is neutered, vaccinated, microchip tested, and ready to meet you. Hopefully you are his true forever. If he melts your hearts, just give us a call. We'd love to see if a connection's made. 803-802-0902. Again, Perrito. Then we've got a whole family. So instead of the dog of the week, we have dog and family of the week. We've got Mama, which is Marmalade. And then we have Wisteria, Peony, and Delphinia, which are the pups. Oh, I know. Jeez, I'm like, Delph? No, that couldn't be cut down right. So, you know, names can be changed. I would have probably gone with marmalade names like lemon, orange, something like that. But seriously, sweet girl, this is a girl squad. All are girls, and they are absolutely precious. We were privileged to pull them from animal control. Mama is 5 years old, and she is now safe and sound and so sweet. She also is spayed, vaccinated, microchip, and tested, so no more babies for Mama. She's looking so forward to her future home with someone who truly just can soak in her sweetness. And then these babies, oh, they're the sweetest little munchkins. And you can see they're probably lab mixes of some sort, but Delphinia, Peony, and Wisteria, they are so adorable, about 4.5 months old, cute as can be. They all are great crate trained, which is awesome. You don't have to start over. Mom's great on a leash, and babies are trying to get confident on a leash. They're not sure what that thing around their neck is all about, but they're working on it. And Mom is about 30 to 40 pounds, which is a perfect weight. She's just like the perfect little pup, even though she's 5 years old. So all of this, and, you know, get those pictures out there because that says it all. All of them are just ready and waiting for their true forever. Of course, they do not need to go together. This is just to show you the family. Each one of them are looking for that true connection of their own. Make an appointment today. Call us at 803-802-0902. We'd love to see if a connection's made. And then what's the scoop? We have already talked about it being hot, 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 so consider that. But now it's kittens, kittens, kittens. Oh, dear Lord. These pictures I sent you are actual fosters, babies in our foster homes, and they are so stinking cute. Remember, fostering helps us save more lives, and of course you become the best part of our day because we need you to bring them in to our facility, and not just kittens. I've got pictures of kitten fosters here, but we need dog fosters too. Often we just need a break. Let a baby have a break for 2 weeks outside of a rescue, and so many things change for them. They have a different disposition, and they can come in and get adopted right away. Sharing our news is so super important. Please, it takes a village. We can't say that enough, so remember to share the news. Like us on Facebook. Share our pictures and our stories. Donate if you can financially. Give your gently used items to our thrift shop because we turn that around and make that into money. And then you can drop off needed items, which offset our operational funds, like litter. Oh, my gosh, litter and more litter. We have so many cats. It's amazing. We need litter. Bleach, laundry detergent, and treats, both dogs, dog hard and soft, and cats. And then continue helping us look for some land. We are in search of expansion. So we're looking for 5 to 10 acres. If you see see something that you think, oh, my God, that'd be a perfect spot for us, call us. You know, all the eyes out there searching, helping us really does us well because we can't be in as many places as all of us can. So give me a call or reach out and let me know because I will go on that hunt. And then consider us when you're planning your estate planning. Consider the Humane Society of York County. We really appreciate that. That just shows your love of the animals shining forward, and it helps us continue our efforts in the future. We'd love to put ourselves out of business, I'll tell you what. But while we are still in business, we need help. And putting us out of business means spay and neuter your animals. And the best part of the week is our success story. From January 1 to current, 98 dogs. We are so close.
Oh, yes.
Dogs. I know, and 326 cats.
Wow.
So I know, it's summer, we're almost going back to school. We've got another week or so, so get that pet in the house now so that you can adjust and get your rhythm going before school starts, and then readjust, of course, with the kids. But help us get the word out. We are making it happen. Get these babies homes. And they're, just to say one more PSA, I hate to overstate this, but every one of us are so super full. The more we can find perfect homes as quickly as possible, the more we can enter into our rescue, and the cycle continues. So thank you so much, you guys, for helping us get the word out there.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Mary Beth.
Mary Beth, you and the human volunteers, y'all are fantastic. So thank you so much for what you do. And those fur babies are amazing. 98 dogs to date have been adopted, 326 cats. That is Woo-hoo! Great news to celebrate. All right, my friend, have a good one.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mary Beth.
It is 8:20 here on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 82 degrees.